Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio, Crazy Radio Show. I am your host, Christy Love, and I have a co-host.
Sign Yeezy for Sheezy.
What's happening?
Excuse my ghetto introduction.
Oh, that was ghetto?
I mean, you know, some people begin so overboard with the E-E-Z-Z-Y, you know.
It was more like
I don't want to abuse my privileges.
What privileges?
For, you know, my ghetto pass for the E-E-Z-Z-Y.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, welcome, everybody. It is Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, and this is our first edition of What's Hot Wednesday. Oh, my God, I had to think about that.
I thought you wanted me to fill in the blank or something. I was trying to have your back.
No, I had a mind blank. I was about to say Wild Out Wednesday or something like that.
Oh, God. Please,
yeah, for real.
No copyright infringement.
Yeah, we can't deal with the BET people. They got enough issues on their hand right now.
Excuse me.
So what's going on? Tonight we're going to, well, first of all, like I said, this is Christy Love, and you can follow me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, KristyLoveNC. And what's your Twitter name, Song Yeezy?
You can follow me at Song Yeezy, SONYEEZZY. Same thing on Instagram.
And what about Facebook, or is that personal?
I ain't trying to have y'all love up in my Facebook. I don't know.
Right. Right. I keep the Facebook personal. Like, I talk to anybody on Twitter, but yeah. Okay, I feel you on that. So let me tell you what
Twitter is really where I keep my ratchetness anyway. I get ratchet on Twitter, so
okay.
You know, Facebook is like where all my Christian friends, you know, all my Christian folks and family is.
Ooh, Lord. Praise God. Yes. But yeah, I say the same thing.
Yeah.
What's Hot Wednesday. So what we're gonna do is, it's all about hip hop, and I'm not a big hip hop girl, so I'm mostly R&B. So I'm gonna, you know, play the background a little bit. And I'm gonna let you take over.
Excuse me?
I know, right? I don't listen to the radio that much, but what we're going to do is most of the new release singles and hits that come out, you know, over the internet on various websites that I guess eventually hit the radio.
If they have enough weight.
Right.
We ain't taking no lightweight champions. We only want some heavy hitters.
The heavy hitters. Okay. So we're gonna play What's Hot, and then we want to show some love to what's not hot too.
Well, that should be plenty to choose from.
We can't leave you out, so we do have, you know, something for you for the what's not hot category. But what's all the rave this week and last week, of course, is Lil Wayne, No Worries. Have you seen that video, Song Yeezy?
I still have not checked that video out, but I mean, in my head, every time I hear the song, I like create a video anyway, because the song is like, the song's just, like, so wild. So, you know, in my head, I create a video. So
right.
I don't really want anything to mess up my imagination. So I might not even look at it.
what kind of visions do you have? Let me see if you're even close to what the
video
shows.
I I don't even know if that's appropriate for this radio show. We'll have to address that later.
Okay. If you say so. Yeah, the video is actually hot. It's based off of a movie that came out in the 90s called, and I may have this wrong, I don't have the information in front of me, but I do believe it was called The Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So everything that you can imagine happening in Vegas happens in that video. It actually made me want to go see the movie. So I'm going to try to find that movie and watch it sooner or later.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine. Well, I don't even know when that movie was about. That was probably before my time. So
1997?
Yeah, that was before my time. We were still watching the black and white TV then.
A black and white TV?
Yeah, we didn't have the VHS yet.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into No Worries. And this is Lil Wayne.
I ain't got no worries.
Hey. Detail, who is one of the Young Money producers. And this is actually the remix that has Rick Ross on it. So here we go.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
Well, I was going to say, who is the... Ain't it like another guy who be like, you see Lil Wayne? Who is that guy? Because I have no idea.
That you hear in the song, you mean?
I mean, I know Lil Wayne's on it, and I think that he's kind of so you know, into the song that it makes you forget about the other guy. But that's just, you know, my opinion.
Oh, yeah, that's Detail. His name is Detail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a producer on the Young Money, Cash Money label or whatever. He's one of the producers, but he's in the song. I don't know if he say anything, but, I mean, his name is on it, so.
Well, let's get into that so I can get hyped.
God forgives, I don't.
Layback music.
Yeah. My bitch so mean, she bite down on my dick. I call her Roscoe Dad, she be writing all of my shit. My mind still on my money, my nigga still on my side.
Yeah.
Ain't got no worry, nigga, all we do is ride. Don't switch out like Pacquiao, still gon' put my sacks down. Half a mil on Mayweather, I counted that in my crack house. My t-shirt cost 15, my chain ran 1.3. That champagne I pissed out, Cristal, fuck Mitt Romney. Top down on my forehead, double M with Tory. Goddamn, my ass fat, my bank account enormous.
Me and my pay, I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. See, them shrooms keep me up, so I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there, that's Gucci right there. Turn up, that's Batman right there. Everybody should be worried. Them pussy niggas be purring. Bitches be digging me, I feel buried. And if she makes this dick hard, she woke up sleeping giant. Man, yo bitch speak in tongues every time we speak in private. Hope your barbershop open, cause we got hair triggers. Smoke so much that smoke is a bear. Have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doors off. That mean that bitch sleep. All these bitches think they the shit. I send them up Shit's Creek, you see Gucci right here, give me brain ideas. It's okay if you turn up, just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it, what I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyruit. All rats gotta die, even Stewart. On my private jet and my steward. This is your bitch nigga, I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get disfigured. She say sorry, I didn't shave, so that pussy is a little furry. I put that pussy in my face, I ain't got no worries, so she
put me in my face.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. See them show me, keep me up. So I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Gucci right there.
about to say Maybach music. Like, Lil Wayne is
understand.
Not on Maybach music.
I can't understand what you're telling me. No worries.
This is,
like, what is this on the side?
Rick Ross is in that song. That's why they were saying Maybach music. I was getting kind of confused on that. But if you're just tuning in, that was Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, and the other guy.
Details.
But do, if you have not got a chance to see that video, please go watch that video. Like, I watched it over and over again when it first came out. And like I said, I will be watching
you
the movie.
Are you a Lil Wayne fan? Do you have, like, do you have, like, a baby crush on Lil Wayne? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Lil Wayne.
Kind of low-key, I do, yeah. Uh-huh. Ever since I saw him live in concert, I'm like,
hey, Wayne. Hey, Weezy.
I can kind of see why he got, like, 25 baby mamas.
And soon to be 26.
And a half.
I don't know what that means.
He make cute babies, though.
I don't know about all that. Regina ain't. I'm going to shut
she's
up.
She's cute. She's growing into herself. She's really cute.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is, you're now tuned in.
And I ain't got no worries.
What's Hot Wednesday. And No Worries is definitely what's hot right now. Like, everybody's playing
it. It's so hype. It's like I just become a whole brand new person when I hear that song.
Right, exactly. And you have a Vegas trip coming up, right?
I do. I leave for Vegas in about 24 hours. We're going to say about 28.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you need to be getting plenty of rest.
Rest? For what?
For the plane ride over.
I could sleep on the plane, right?
Yeah, but you're probably not going to go to
sleep. Before the plane, you know, this will be my first plane ride. So before, I'm going to send out a tweet to y'all that says, wheels up.
And you're not going to go to sleep.
And check that off my bucket list.
Okay, so today, Rico Barino. You do know who that is, right?
Well, I know he probably hate to be, you know, the tag Fantasia's brother, but hey, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Right. Rico
at
Barino.
At least it ain't teeny brother.
Well, hey, Teeny guy, look.
Teeny is crazy. He's I don't even know. He's definitely like missing a couple of marbles from his marble bag. he's a couple bones short in his domino bag.
That's what makes him entertaining, though. That's what makes him entertaining.
I mean, but he's entertaining, but sometimes if I was Fantasia, I would be embarrassed, you know?
Why?
Because it's like he don't know that, you know, it's a lot of people laughing at him and not with him, you know? And that's just the truth. I'd be laughing at him, and I'd be feeling like, He don't realize how embarrassing he is.
It's all an act. Teeny is an actor. He is animated. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he does that on purpose.
So you telling me that's on purpose?
Yeah, I don't think. Because you're trying to say he got like a mental disorder or something.
I don't think that's on purpose. I think that a lot that's going on is think that a lot going on is, I don't know, like, you know, it's already some problems within the family anyway. We all know Fantasia.
Oh, my goodness. Those
really.
Are my people. Like, I'm down with them.
I mean, now, you know, I'm one of the biggest Fantasia fans out there, but we all know it's some drama in the camp, so.
Okay,
but
as we all know.
Tini is the epitome. He is just like. Moving on. Back to Rico.
Yeah, let's get back to Rico. See how we just got all onto Fantasia and Tini that fast? Rico.
I just want to say I'm Team Fantasia. I don't want that to be taken the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm Team Fantasia, Team Tini, and Team Rico. How about that?
Yeah, all in the family.
So today, Rico released his video for Followers. The actual single, he released the actual single about,
I got a crush on one of my followers.
There it is. I love that song. Like, it's so catchy and it's.
It is.
I like it
Is he still signed to Grand Hustle or?
Yeah, he's still on Grand Hustle.
Okay.
And he has, I know he's had, like, mixtapes, but he has an official CD coming out soon. But go to www.mediacraze.me, and that's MediaCraze.me. And the video is actually up on there for everyone to see. And here's Rico Barino, Followers.
About the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys, I know that.
And that was Rico Barino and followers. You are now tuned in to What's Hot Wednesday, and that's definitely a hot single from Rico. Check out the video.
Hashtag random thoughts.
Exactly. Like, that song is so on point. If you, like, on Twitter all the time, it just hits home, right?
Yeah. But that's the only thing about that. What if you're not Twitter savvy? You know what I mean?
If you're not Twitter savvy and you hear this song, it will make you Twitter savvy.
All I'm saying is, where is the song for Facebook? That's all I'm saying.
Don't nobody care about no damn Facebook.
Where is the song for our Pinterest interest? That's all I'm saying.
You just said yourself that Facebook was for your Christian friends. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, sweet boy.
But shout out to Rico, though. He's from North Carolina, and we're actually, Praise Radio is based out of North Carolina. I'm sure you can tell by my accent.
What? Your what?
My accent.
I don't know. Maybe they can hear mine
with the S on the end. Oh Lord.
But
okay.
I don't know about you got your New Jersey roots, so you probably, you know, be honed into that.
Oh yeah, you know, like every now and then I'll go back and forth. Hey, like that's what I
excuse
do.
Excuse me? Hello?
Yeah.
Shout out to Hurricane Sandy.
But yeah, that's Rico Barino, and this is What's Hot Wednesday on Craze Radio.
And let's give this number out. If y'all want to call in and talk to us, you got some on your heart that you want to get off, you want to vent, or you want to follow up, give us a review, let us know your thoughts on the music we playing. Hit us up at 646-200-0883. That's 646-200-0883.
Bam. There it is.
Hashtag random thought.
Do you have any questions? Oh, never mind. I was about to ask if you had a crush on any of your followers, but you are taken, so that may be inappropriate to ask you.
Come again?
Don't worry about it. We good.
That song is like really, like, you know, playing through in my head. It's really,
it's catchy. It's like, yeah, it embeds deep, 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 deep in your brain.
Yeah.
Especially if you have crushes on your followers, plural.
Do you have a crush on your followers? Is that something you want to get off your chest? I mean,
oh, I could name about 15.
Oh.
Sweet and innocent.
Did you say 50?
No, 15. 1-5.
15 is still mean.
No, if I have one of my followers, if I have close to 1,000 followers, 15 is really not a bad number.
Hey, no one cares that you have 1,000 followers.
So, do you know many North Carolina rappers?
Like, I mean, I can name you a lot of them. My top. Well, of course, you know we got J. Cole, but we ain't gonna talk about him because he's already, you know, doing it up.
Right.
You know, but I definitely like love Rhapsody. Shout out to Jamla, and
that song, Knife Wonder.
Yeah, Knife Wonder. He got a label, and she's the female hip hop artist. Female MC, and she's doing her thing right now. She just had an album, The Idea of Beautiful. drop, and she got a host of mixtapes out there, and y'all check her out. And then King Mez, I think, is like one of the dopest artists, period. Never mind being from NC. And he's Raleigh bred, so.
Who is that?
King Mez. King M-E-Z. Shout out to
Twitter?
The Fresh Airs Movement. Yeah, he on Twitter at, no, I was about to say Fresh Airs, at King Mez. He is so dope. You know, I personally, myself, I need music that I can relate to. Never mind, I do have a disclaimer, you know, I have to have some music that I'm just, you know, that's just like my party music, get me hype, and it's not about a damn thing. But
right.
King Mez and Rhapsody, I really feel like they artists of substance, and I'm proud to say that they're from North Carolina.
So are they what you would call MCs? Because I don't, like, really know the difference.
Please don't ask me to explain that. But, yeah, they definitely MCs. I think rappers are, I don't know, like, I know the difference, but I don't know if I have the capacity to explain the difference.
Okay.
So I ain't going to mess with it.
Okay. So shout out to the whole Gemla Army. Maybe one day, we're going to have to try to get some of their stuff on next Wednesday.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
They always dropping some new music. And I want to, and also, another guy that I really like, he's in the Jamla camp too, Big Remo.
Oh, yeah, you know. I've seen his name bounced around.
Yeah, definitely check him out. He got some tough, I want to say that like with a couple of extra F's in it.
Even though
it's spelled T-O-U-G-H.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So
we'll
be on the lookout for them. And hopefully
shout
we'll
out
have
to the entire NC movement. I feel like, you know, we there, you know, as far as NC hip-hop goes, and we getting close to being, you know, super relevant. I don't want to say we're not relevant at all, but I just feel like we growing. It's getting bigger.
Definitely a lot of talent in North Carolina.
I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on North Carolina.
Yeah, because y'all country.
I mean, excuse me, y'all.
Y'all some country bumpkins that don't know nothing. You know that's how the city people think about us. But
true.
We'll show y'all.
Yeah, so it just so happens that my top artists, J. Cole, King Mez, and Rhapsody, they all from North Carolina, so
I don't
think that's a coincidence.
No, definitely not. So look, J. Cole had a song out within the last week or two.
Right.
Louis Vuitton. Did you hear that?
I have not heard this, so.
Okay.
This is fresh to me as it is to our listeners.
And let me just say that the majority of the music we're playing tonight on What's Hot Wednesday is brought to you by HotNewHipHop.com.
Check
them out on the daily. They give you new exclusives every day. So be sure to check them out and follow them on Twitter, HotNewHipHop.com. HNHH, something like that. You know what? I'm not sure what their Twitter name is. I give it to you after this J. Cole song. Here's J. Cole and Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Okay, me after now. Uh-huh. Got a young chick from the hood, south side. Pops never let her outside. Nigga knew the type of shit she was up against. Little did he know the shit was going backfire. Then she act quiet, got baptized, sang in the choir. But the thing she desired was a older nigga show her how to be a freak. The young girl's in heat, it's deep. She sneaking out off the leash on the streets at night when the freaks is out. Butterfly tat on her back that she tried to hide until her father found a secret out. Now he flipping out, he kicked her out. She living on her own and it's vicious out. Years go by, now I got her in my room and I'm thinking of the best way to kick her out. It's cold, cause all she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, I mean, Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. Nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo. Yeah, I told a bitch somebody stole my Rolex. She talking about me too. I came through with the brand new Louis bag. She talking about me too. LA on my next flight. You guess right, she saying me too. And everybody mean miss me too. Goddamn, be you, and if that is you, you so shallow. You on a boat that won't travel, won't float, and won't paddle. If I go broke, it won't matter. This stupid ass shit don't make me. I've been poor, won't break me. You so caught up in material shit. We both knowing that you can't even get. I mean, Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. And nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, I'm in my window down. Let me roll my windows up, my blink down. I just got my little club, my free phone down. It, nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Dude got a rich bitch though. She off the chain, red to go. Baddest thing, head to toe. Fine line between a rock star and just a hoe. But she walked that. Goddamn, does she walk that? Big money talk real loud. I mean, I could barely talk back, but I got good game, good game. Nothing like them lanes that you used to. I know the rules won't use you. I just want the same shit that you do. Can you keep a secret? Sometimes, man, your people leak it. Nigga told me she evil. I dance with the devil then. Please believe it. Please believe it. Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. Nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, ayo, I mean Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis, Louis. All she ever talk about is Louis Vuitton. Nigga, I can't fuck with her no more. Ayo, ayo, she take my head high. Ayo, she know my fuck me for my next life. Ayo, and she might not fuck me for my next life. Ayo, she don't want to fuck me no more.
If your bitch ain't bad.
Bitch bad, work it out.
bad. Poke it out.
That bitch bad.
Bend it up.
That bitch bad.
Work it out.
That bitch bad.
Huh?
Bitch bad. Thank you,
bad.
Number is 646-200-0883.
We'll be here every Wednesday giving you what's hot in hip hop.
And what I am not.
Yeah, and what's not. So wait a minute. Are you trying to say that maybe Trina, that song was not hot?
I'm not trying to say it. I'm saying it. That
you
song
said it.
Was that song was awful. I will put money on that song not being a top 10 hit in the next in 2013. That song will not be a top 10 hit.
First of all,
when all you do is repeat bad bitch on the hook, I mean, you can't play that on the radio. You can play it on this radio, but you can't play that on, you know, because of regulations. You can't, I mean.
Oh, that's definitely a strip club song.
Yeah, I mean, do strip clubs qualify or quantify hits? No.
No, she's probably not worried about that, though.
Well.
She get her diamonds either way, so. That's not her issue. Speaking of
diamond
bad
like
bitch,
and I don't
really want to classify Beyonce as a bitch, because, you know, that's my girl and all, but.
But I'm just saying, like, if you a bad bitch, you ain't got to keep telling people that. I mean. Let your bad bitchiness speak for itself.
Are you still talking about Trina?
Yeah. Now you know I'm not talking about Beyonce.
Girl, I moved on for Trina. From Trina, we
oh, okay.
spent
well,
too much time on her.
On.
See, that's why I'm saying she's still relevant, because we just spent too much time on Trina.
She's not. We're spending time talking about her irrelevancy. But moving on.
I like Trina.
Oh, my God.
I'm definitely a Trina fan.
Listen, now, I'd rather hear Nicki Minaj than hear Trina. And that's saying a lot.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wish I had some crickets, but I don't. Beyonce has a documentary that's coming out, I think, February on HBO.
I heard.
Are you excited about that?
I am, like, so excited, but I hope, like, I don't get charged, like, $100 to watch it.
On HBO? it's not going to be,
I mean, you know what I mean, like, Beyonce, she's just be, like, making money off of the fact that people want to know, like, her life.
That's what's up.
But I think it's gonna be like major. This is big.
Yeah, I'm definitely waiting for it. And you know, I took my cable package down to basic now, so I don't even have HBO no more. So I've already planned that night that it comes on, I'm gonna go spend the night at a hotel so I can watch it on HBO.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
I was just gonna say you're gonna add HBO to your kids.
I don't know. I will be laid up in the Marriott with HBO watching Beyonce in February.
That is so drastic, but
not gonna lie. But
wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to do very, really well, because a lot of people say they're over it. It's been almost a year since she had the baby, and now she's trying to show, like, you know, those private, intimate moments. I think, you know, she'll still get a good crowd watching her.
And true.
I'm so glad she's doing it, because she's just, like, so private, you know?
Yeah, that's why I think it's so big. It's like, you know, we only know what they allow us to know. So a documentary, I'm expecting big things.
And she's the director of it too. So that should be really, really good. I'm really, really waiting to see that. And I read that on Shaystar.com today. So. You can go and read that, and there's a video, a small trailer for it on there, so you can get all that good news. Rita Ora, who's, I love her.
Do you really? Yeah, I think she's got that, you know, that, untouchable, you know, she's got that something that you can't quite describe, you know. And I want to say that Beyonce, endorsed, but she kind of like, you know, threw a little bone like, oh, I've been playing Rita Ora song all day, or, you know, I got Rita Ora song on repeat or something.
Oh, yeah, because she's one of Jay-Z's artists, right?
Oh, well, that explains a lot. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's like his protege or whatever, so Rihanna, you might want to get on the ball, honey, because Rita's coming for you. But
do you think they look alike? Because I had like a debate with somebody. I feel like they kind of look alike.
Yeah, they favor. They do.
Yeah.
Well, okay. She's been in the news the last couple of days. Rita.
Okay, what happened with her?
Well, she was, I guess, in a relationship with Rob Kardashian. And I don't know what happened. I guess they broke up, or he found out she cheated or something. But he went on a wild Twitter rant calling her a whore. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
A hoe. Because you do know it's the difference between whore and hoe. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, tweeted a whole bunch of stuff, something about he found out that she had slept with, like, 20 guys while she was in a relationship with him, and, oh, just a whole lot of stuff.
Cry me a river, Rob Kardashian. Get over it.
Yeah, Twitter was calling her, like, Rita Horror for about a couple of hours.
Classic.
But this is my thing with Rob. Like, if you stop trying to wipe up these hoes, like, you wouldn't have this problem. Like, your track record of women, come on, dude. Like, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking too good.
Yeah, but I think, I don't follow him or Rita or none of them people. So, I think they deleted all their tweets. And why do celebrities do that? They talk shit and then delete the tweets.
Right. Beat man up. Man the hell up.
But it could be the labels and stuff. Like, you need to delete that because, you know, such and such, whatever.
Don't be afraid. You know, but I tell you, I know that Chris Brown, he's not deleting his, you know. Every now and then he might go back and delete something, but for the most part, he's standing true or whatever.
No, he don't have to. Chris Brown don't delete tweets. He delete his whole damn Twitter account. Like, what kind of dumb shit is that?
Wait a minute. Why about
that? Yeah, he deleted. Chris Brown deleted, I guess, you know, when he got into that little thing with that comedian lady, cussed her out or whatever the hell he did with her, but I'm sure she deserved it because you just can't come at people like that and not expect them to react to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he, like, deleted his Twitter. I'm out. Deleted the Twitter for, like, a couple of days. Then, you know, next thing you know, him and Rihanna hug back up in the hotel smoking joints and shit. And then now he done reactivated his Twitter because, you know, Twitter give you 30 days, like, after you say,
yeah.
They give you like 30 days or something to reclaim it. So he always rejoined before his 30 days is up, though.
Punk.
Seeking attention, I swear.
Yeah, I think, but hey, I wanted to go on a record, and I may be the only person who feels this way, but shout out to them. If they happy, if they treat each other right and they happy, then I'm happy for them.
I don't like it.
Your thoughts, please.
I don't like it. Something is gonna happen. Somebody's gonna get hurt.
I mean, that's just your assumption. But you know, people change.
No, I'm not necessarily saying Chris is going to be, I'm not saying Chris is going to beat Rihanna in the face again. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Rihanna is going about this the wrong way. Like, it's almost like she keeps picking and picking at Karrueche, you know? Like, why do you have to
what
keep
kind of,
pictures? Like,
what kind of name is Karrueche anyway?
It's Asian, Chinese, or Japanese.
That name is horrid. Do you hear me? It sounds, it just, it sounds like a Chinese cockroach or something.
I call her Oochie Coochie. And she's supposed to be pregnant. I saw a picture, I think it was on FindAROSE.com the other day. She had like a little baby bump. So if she's pregnant, shout out to you, Karrueche. Rihanna will be next. Trust and believe. She's not going to let you have all that attention to yourself. Rihanna's a hater. She's a great entertainer, but she's a hater. But with that said, let's go into a little Gucci Mane. Do you like Gucci Mane?
Negative. I mean, I feel like he makes hits, but I feel like if you listen to his songs that's like not hits, it's like garbage.
Yeah, I feel you.
And a lot of times I don't understand what the hell he's saying, so, you know. We'll get into the song. I'll let you know how I feel after we.
Okay, well, let's just, and I just thought about this because we were talking about Rob Kardashian and Rita Ora and Rihanna and Chris Brown. It's like a bunch of sleazy, sluttish behavior. So I'm just going to go into this Gucci Mane.
Make sure you put that country offer in it. Mane, Gucci Mane.
I hit that.
Featuring
I hit that. I can't even lie. I drip that. She got a lot, she getting paid. Bust it open, watch her work the stage. Sliding down the pole like she finna fight a fire. You smoke her out, I get the bitch high. Onyx clapping that ass for cash. Bitch nigga, I'm throwing bags. Popping bottles, throwing dollars. Getting that I throw back that bitch swallow. Make it twerk while I'm puffing purr. She gon' make your pockets hurt. Dance so freaky, I like it raw. But Juicy J ain't dirt, my girl. This look like the Players Club. Plus they all be showing love. VIP with the ratchet bitches. Shaking ass, off of drugs.
Molly.
They love me in the club, cause they know I'm tippy. She might leave with a coupe, that's just how I'm feeling. Real street, nigga, I'ma let her hit my weed. Take her to my hotel and put her on her knees.
I hit that,
you know,
I hit that. I can't even lie, I drunk that pussy. I can't even lie, I missed that pussy. I'ma take you far.
Okay. Whew, I couldn't take no more of that shit right now. Where's the Sandman when you need him? The whole thing about that song was, okay, of course, you know I like the beat. I like all down south beat. But Juicy J, like, kind of saved the song because I was about
to pop it. He did, and I was thinking, I was thinking, thank God for Juicy J. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, Gucci, I don't like Gucci. That's, I mean.
Yeah, he know.
The only thing I ever liked by Gucci was his verse in Trey Song's LOL Smiley Face.
No, I don't even remember that.
Me neither.
So that's how much I liked it.
Sorry, Gucci. I guess that's not hot today.
That's definitely not hot.
That is not hot. And this is What's Hot Wednesday. I am your host, Christy Love. And your co-host is
Son Yeezy.
For Sheezy. And all that good stuff. And if you just tuned in, oh, God, that was like Gucci Mane. I hope
nobody wasn't like calling in or tuning in and like that's what they heard, because they probably thought they dialed the wrong number or they probably was like,
I am so sorry.
They probably
I
like
so that
sorry. Is so not hot.
I can't. I just
Gucci. You sound like you in the need of prayer. Saints, pray for.
Please. Pray for me and Gucci Mane, too. Lord have mercy. Let's play some real stuff, because that gave me a headache a little bit.
We need to go to something that we know.
That's hot? Like 2 Chainz?
Yeah, we need, He rarely lets me down. Even though I don't typically go for that type of music, I can say I'm a 2 Chainz fan. I'll give him.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, before I go into 2 Chainz, that Gucci song that just played, I Hit That.
I hit that. That's all
was
I
was hot. Beat was hot. The it was produced by Mike Will, a.k.a. Mike Will Made It. And he's like, oh, my God, produced so much. A lot of 2 Chainz songs. He did Mercy.
Okay.
A lot of Future stuff. A whole lot of people, like, a list of people. Like, he actually got platinum hits. Like, he's that good of a producer. So, shout out to Mike Will. Mike Will Made It. That beat was hot, but, like, your man's Gucci, he was, like, trash. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
But shout out to Mike Will, though.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the producer's going to make money regardless, so.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
I just can't quantify a song as a hit just because or hot just because the heat's hot. I need, it got to be great overall, you know. It's got to be hitting on all facets.
Right. Do you think they get mad sometimes when they produce, like, this hot-ass track, and then somebody, like...
You can't get too mad.
Well, right, because he knows that he probably got, you know, a little bit, it's going to sell if, oh, God. I hate to hear him rap. I think about, like, the little yellow shirt bus, and I just can't see further than that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think his time has passed, especially after he put that ice cream cone on his face. fail, failure,
646-200-0883 is the number every Wednesday. What's Hot Wednesday? And I just want to say most of the tracks that we're playing tonight are brought to you by HotViewHipHop.com, where they give you a daily dose of what's new. And you can follow them on Twitter at Hot New Hip Hop. Ha ha, thought I was going to get it. So look, I need to go take an aspirin or ibuprofen or something after hearing that song. So we're going to go ahead and get
have a drink.
Yeah, 2 Chainz.
Do
it,
morning.
Give it a rest and make them love again. In my mess of me no run again. I have the man them stuttering. I'm getting this nigga in the morning. He don't think he been chief and just too long away. He see me in the evening. Wanna catch out his feeling. Well, let me be the first to get my
I'm chilling in my camo, flipping through the channel. All my good music shit, my logo's a Lambo. 4 doors of ammo. This ammunition I'm pitching to make your body switch another position and listen my weed loud. Fuck her and speed off. Telling my bare arms, I'm cutting my sleeves off. Letting my tats show. And I sag my pants, I'm letting my ass show. I'm hot as Tabasco, I study Castro. Yeah, my plug from Cuba. Inside of the car, it's like a damn computer. Inside of the crib, it's like a damn museum. You ain't seen these before, you better get them on film. Trying to take these fat pockets, man, your chances are slim. Disrespect, you stomp them out, man, give them a 10. You ain't did what I did, see, I know I'ma win. And they don't have slow motion, so I did it again. Whoa!
I ain't getting this nigga in the morning. He don't think he been chief and just too long away. He see me in the evening. Wanna catch out his feeling. Well, let me be the first to get.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sitting on the plane, flying over gray. I am so high, nigga, I can talk the rain. My outfit's insane. Ain't that evident? My chain had another chain like it was pregnant. My favorite dish is turkey lasagna. Even my pajamas designer. She got a fat ass and make a rewind. Backseat so big I press recline. Got a dirty Sprite in my cup holder. Rappers like roadkill, they get run over. They get done over, it's just one soldier. This flow will make you fall like it's October. Me and your girl, nigga, opposite of sober. Celine Paris chain charm, look like a cobra. Young Casanova. Baby Romeo, I got my girl Geek, she look like she from Tokyo.
I ain't getting this nigga in the morning. He don't think he been chief and just too long away. He see me in the evening. Wanna catch out his feeling. Well, let me be the first to get my eye.
Hey, my chain had a chain like it was pregnant.
That
That was so much better than I
Girl,
said.
You make me want to get you pregnant.
Shout out to 2 Chainz. That was 2 Chainz and Good Morning. G-O-O-D Morning.
Yeah, that, now see, that was hot. I was over here, like, you know, getting my vibe on. You know, I was like, you know,
I can definitely deal with that. 2 Chainz, follow him on Twitter, number 2, C-H-A-I-N-Z. Good morning. So, look, I actually have,
who is 2 Chainz signed to? Do you know?
He's on G-O-O-D, music.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that, but
Kanye and all them.
Kanye-Z.
So, look, what's up with your boy, though? He's, Cat Williams says he's going to retire from
my cousin.
Yeah, your cousin Cat is about to retire from stand-up.
I don't know, but I wish that we had some audio on that video of him.
At Kanye?
Yes.
What do you think that conversation was about, though? Like,
I think that he might have said something to him about being in that, you know, that wheel around. Maybe the cashier felt some type of way about him riding around in the cart, and Cat Williams got up and slapped the hell out.
So you think he was trying to give him some soundly advice, some good advice, and say, hey,
yeah,
man,
like, don't be riding around if that's for customers who really need it, or, you know, but... I don't know.
So you think, so was he the electric cart first, and then he got out, and then got back in it?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Like, because it's like several videos circulating. So, you know, me, with my Sherlock Holmes skills, I was just like, you know, I watched one, and then I watched another, and I eventually found one where they show him getting back into the cart. It's like, it's so hilarious that, like, he slaps this guy, and then he gets back into the cart like nothing happened.
Yeah, like that fool, like he stood there and waited while the dude called the police. You know what I'm saying? And then I guess
I don't know. It's like career suicide. Everything that he's doing is just like, I have no words for.
Let me ask you this, Song Yeezy. Do you think that is drugs, or do you think that it's just like a mental issue going on?
I think that he has the same problem that Chris Brown has. He wants attention.
What is that?
And I think...
Okay, wait a minute. Cat Williams is like 56 years old. Why does he still need attention?
I mean...
Or 66,
I don't have the
like
answer to these questions. Maybe we need to get Cat Williams on the show.
Hell to the no.
I don't know. You know, you never know what's going on in a person's life that really makes them act out. You know?
I can understand
I just think, I don't know. I feel like, you know, at one point he had this thriving career. And, you know, it was headed up, but I don't necessarily think that it reached its peak, but maybe because Kevin Hart came along and, you know, started stealing some of the shine, or I don't know.
I hate when people say that.
I mean, I know it's enough shine for everybody to go around,
yeah.
But I kind of feel like, you know, in the comedy world, everybody, you know, you either like this person or you like that person. You don't really like both, you know?
I never looked at it like that.
I think what happened with Kat when it started all going downhill was when he tried to get into a little beef with Steve Harvey. Like, what the was you thinking?
Yeah,
you know,
you can't attack your predecessors. You can't attack the people who paved the way for you. You can't.
Right. Well, maybe he was thinking because he was the same age as Steve, or because he's older than Steve. That he's older than Steve, then he, you know, he could do that. He could get a pass.
I think perhaps maybe it started off as a ploy to be funny, you know.
Mhm.
But
okay.
I think
yeah.
it just
yeah.
backfired. I think a lot of the stuff that he's doing is just not, you know, I don't know. Hey, he's still in the spotlight though. So if that's what he wanted, he got it. I guess he won't be satisfied until he spends some significant time in prison.
Like, I'm not going to lie. At one point, I thought, okay, is there, like, some new reality show coming out and everybody's, like, getting punked or something? Because I just could not understand how this was happening every 2 days.
If you're going to retire... Go ahead and do it. So you can stop doing this stupid shit. Just go ahead, retire, stop slapping people, stop taking guns to the airport, stop attacking people. I mean, let's just stop everything. Pimping ain't pimping, homie.
Wow. Yeah, Cinda, can you just say a prayer for Cat Williams?
At one point he was a rapper too, right?
Huh?
Yeah, he got a rap album out with, like, Dipset or, yeah.
What?
He was, like, Dipset certified, I want to say that.
Maybe that would explain why one of the videos I saw of him on stage after, it was either before or after the meltdown or during the meltdown while he was on stage smoking the cigarette or joint or whatever he was smoking, and he just, like, went into a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, well, damn, if he was, like, really doing it in his right mind, kind of, that would be so hot, you know? But by the time he had started freestyling, everybody was like, nigga, look, we didn't come here for that, you know? So, wow, maybe that's why, because I did say, I was like, damn, that was kind of hot, you know? I was
yeah.
thinking his freestyle.
Yeah.
He's crazy as shit, though.
Yeah, he's beyond, like, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing, you know what I'm saying, we'll give you a couple of passes because we know, you know, you're a comedian, so perhaps you thought this was funny or whatever, you know, but at some point, you got to start taking responsibility for this stupidity. This is ridiculous. I'm done with Cat Williams. I'm on the Mike Epps train.
You gave him a pass?
I mean, I didn't give him a pass, but, you know, I just feel like every, you know what I'm saying, me, since I feel like I'm pretty funny, I feel like everybody's not going to get what I do. You know, every joke that I make or everything that I try to do to entertain somebody, everybody's not going to understand it. So perhaps, just maybe, he was doing this stuff because he thought it was funny, but, you know, he just took it too far. And after so many, you know, jokes or stunts or pranks
you
or whatever,
punching me in my face or hitting me over the head with a champagne bottle, or whatever. Like that ain't funny, nigga. I'm about to whoop your ass.
Punch me in my face.
Okay. I ain't got no worries.
Yeah, so. And dude called the police quick.
Right in front of his ass.
Had that been a Walmart employee, he would have swung back.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to Target for training your employees.
Target has a strict no violence policy.
Wow. That little boy was clutching his chest like, oh, my God, why would you do such a thing to me?
Yeah, he didn't even know what to do.
But look, check this out. So when Kat went, okay, after he left the counter and went over to the popcorn stand on the electrical shopping cart. Didn't he like order a drink or something? Like,
yeah, it was like, I don't know if he's had like an out of body experience. I don't know if he's like at this breaking point where he's like literally losing his mind and didn't know that it happened. It was like to him, nothing had happened.
Yeah. That's sad. That's really, really sad.
I'm so over Cat Williams, like.
And it's probably a mixture of, you know, life and mental issues and drugs. You just can't mix drugs.
Yeah. He probably done popped a few Molly's.
Oh, speaking of Molly's, hey, I have this song I want you to listen to, okay?
Wait. We need to explain to our listeners, you know, for those of our listeners, you know, who are not on the, you know, up on the slang term, what I found out today, what a Molly is. Here I am thinking Molly was some little white girl playing on the playground, you know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I didn't know what Molly was. I didn't know who Molly was. I had yet to meet Molly.
Oh,
and today, do you know, Christy Love, you know what a Molly is?
I know that it's some type of pill that you pop open and do something with. I don't know.
No.
Am I close?
Well, okay. Wait a minute. I might not have the right. Oh, God. You got me feeling like I don't have the right.
No. Okay. What did you find out today?
You said, okay, Molly is ecstasy.
Okay. Molly is
ecstasy. It's an abbreviation because it's a molecule. It's an abbreviation of molecular.
Okay.
Yeah. Because ecstasy is MDMA. That's like the pure form of ecstasy.
Right.
It's MDMA. So people just start calling
it some of the
Molly.
Some of that MDMA stuff is also in bath salts as well. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that's what a Molly is. Molly, you know, is a ecstasy pill, and apparently that's what all the rappers is rapping about. But let me drop some knowledge on all our listeners real quick. Ecstasy is not good for you.
It's not what?
I know it might make you feel good. It might make you feel like you love everybody, but I read somewhere, like, taking one ecstasy pill is like allowing somebody to take an ice cream scoop and take a scoop of your brain out.
Ew.
Can you imagine?
Is that damaging?
Yes. I would never take an ecstasy pill. No. Not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Unless I take one in Vegas, I'm just going to put that disclaimer out.
Okay. You know what? No, because I knew somebody that used to take those, like, all the time. Wow.
And what, like, you don't know them now?
They have passed on to glory or wherever.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Drugs. Ooh, that's devil.
Don't do drugs, people.
Yeah, don't do drugs. And definitely don't mix your Molly with your lean. What is lean? That's that concert stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to research my research on that.
I need for you to get up on your street drug terms, okay?
First of all, I'm not even in these streets like that, you know.
First and foremost.
Yes, I keep my ear to the street, but I don't keep my feet to the street.
Okay.
So,
well,
I can look for what, I mean, I can find out what lean is. We're going to have to put two and two together.
No, I think it's the cough syrup stuff that they
Yeah,
make
it is.
Whatever.
It's scissor, active ingredient, scissor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went on ahead and looked that up real quick for you.
I just want to say drugs kill. And
I'm so sick of rappers glorifying that. And I'm just gonna play this dumb song right fast for you. This is Soulja Boy. Molly with that lean. And let me just say, you probably won't be able to make it through this song. I might not be able to make it through this song, so if I cut it off in the middle, you already know why, okay? But whatever you do, because I do have some listeners online right now, don't tune out because we're playing this song. We're going to get back to the real music, but we just have to play this Soulja Boy.
Soulja. On a beat, with the lean, and I got the drink. You know I do my thing, money gang.
On a beat, picked up my Billy keys. Y'all stay lacking. I put her on a beat, Molly with that lean, rolling through the street.
Rolling through the street.
Bitch, I do my thing. Bitch, I do my thing. On a beam, picked up my Billy keys. Y'all stay lacking. I put her on a beam. Molly with that lean, rolling through the streets. Molly with that lean, bitch, I do my thing. Molly with that lean, rolling through the streets. Man, I do my thing. Boy, I stay clean. Boy, I stay. Boy, you know I'm packing. Y'all boys playing. Pull up in that Porsche. Like, what you really saying? Do this every day, day. Do this all the time. Man, I'm on my hustle. Uh-oh. Man, I'm on my grind. Uh-oh. In a big time. Say, I'm in a big league. Melts on the stage and you in the VIP. I'm in the industry, oh, man, I'm in your fucking girl, oh, girl. Back up to the crew, oh, Molly World,
Molly World.
With that lean,
with that lean.
With that smoke,
with the smoke.
I'm on a yacht, I'm on a boat. On a beam, picked up my Billy keys. Y'all stay lacking, I put her on a beam. Molly with that lean, rolling through the streets. Bitch, I do my thing. Bitch, I do my thing. On a beam, picked up my Billy keys. Y'all stay lacking. I put her on a beam. Molly with that lean, rolling through the streets. Molly with that lean. Molly with that lean. With that lean. With that lean. Molly with that lean.
Molly with the lean.
Molly with that lean.
Molly with the lean.
With that lean. With that lean. Molly with that lean,
lean.
Molly with that lean. On a beam, struggling at the club, stumbling, looking for my keys. Hopped inside the Porsche, swerving, oh, I'm on freeze.
So
Rolex on my wrist, hold it up if you pay.
Pay.
It's Rolex gang,
gang.
That's what I claim.
Oh,
I pull up 20 racks in my pocket.
Oh,
my pocket. Water running with the lean like a faucet.
Turn up.
Getting money and you niggas can't stop it.
Can't stop
it. You can't stop it.
Can't stop.
Say I'm a king.
I'm a king.
All the girls in the club say I'm clean.
Say I'm clean.
I wake up in the morning, do my thing.
Do my thing.
And your girlfriend right here, she on the beam.
On the beam.
She on the beam. On the Molly with the lean.
Lean.
With the lean. Molly with the lean. With the lean. Molly with the lean. Molly with the
Molly,
yeah. Molly with the
Molly, yeah.
Molly with the lean. On a beam,
beam.
Picked up my Billy keys. Y'all stay lacking. I put her on a beam. Molly with that lean. Rolling through the streets. Bitch, I do my thing. Bitch, I do my thing. On a beam, picked up my Billy keys. Y'all stay lacking. I put her on a beam. Molly with the lean, rolling through the streets. Bitch, I do my thing. Bitch, I do my thing.
Okay, I have something to say. Go ahead. I personally do not care for that song, but it's going to be a hit.
It's going to be a hit.
It's going to be a hit.
Where? What country? I mean, what planet?
In this country, in the United States, on Earth, it's going to be a hit.
They can't put it on 106 in part.
Miley with that lean. That's why people, listen, that's why people create those metaphors so that they can say stuff like that on.
Oh, no. BET's not going for that. They won't let you say panties or nothing on BET, honey. They're not going for that shit.
Panties is not a metaphor. Panties is, you know, panties.
I'm just letting
you know, that's a hit
BET,
right there.
If BET puts that on their programming, I will cancel my cable and knock every cable line down in this neighborhood. Like, that's trash. That is straight up trash. And I'm so bored. Like, for free.
But he's done that before when he did that. I don't even know what song it was, but he's gone there before. So don't be too shocked.
That was a hot mess. So I'm saying that's not hot for Wednesday, but you're saying that's hot?
I'm saying in the minds of
God, of
people who, you know, Soulja Boy has like this. Soulja Boy's got like this huge following. And I'm just letting you know that's a hit.
Okay, so speaking of drugs and Molly and Lena and all that stuff, the Diamond song by Rihanna. I had read that is a reference to drugs, Diamond. And
I
that.
Doubt it.
The lyrics, oh, my God, I wish I could find that article, and that all of the lyrics that are actually in that song are in reference to other drugs as well.
Oh, sniff out, juicy.
Yeah. Because, you know, on the single cover or whatever, she was rolling, like, you know, these diamonds up in a blunt or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw that. I think she's a experimenter. I wouldn't be shocked to know that.
An experimenter in what?
In maybe designer drugs or something of the sort. You know, like, I feel like there's a picture circulating on the net. And Chris Brown is like smoking a joint, and Rihanna's like wrapped up in a sheet or something. But in her face looks like distorted, or they just look like they don't know where they at. And I know there's different strands of weed, and you know, you can get as high as the stars, and not that I do that, but. I believe
that they dabble in.
I feel like in that particular picture that they were on some other type of stuff, not nothing that grows out the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a Molly with that lean.
if they was listening to that damn song, they should have had three. I definitely believe that they, because, and I don't really want to say this, but, like, if you look at Chris Brown, like, his body and his face, you know, it's like you're on something. And it's not just, yeah.
He had a picture on Instagram one time, and he was like, I look so old. Drugs will do that to you.
So
And let's not forget, and let's not forget that a year or two ago there was a picture circling around with Uchi Coochie Coochie sitting on a toilet stool with a pipe. And
I'm unaware of that until now. Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't, you know, some people smoke their weed through, you know, pipes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying that it was like heroin or some other type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It seems...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to paint that picture for you.
Can we go back to thinking that diamonds is about diamonds?
Okay, well, look, I'm going to play diamonds, and this is Rihanna with Eve. Shout out to Eve. I'll be glad when she... come back and, you know.
And don't forget to call us. The number is 646-200-0883.
Hit us up. Shine bright like a diamond.
Talk about whatever.
Come on.
Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Hey, yeah. You glisten so beautiful. Priceless. Listen to me. I need you to know. How you came, changed my whole world. New life, new love, I'm a new girl. Guess you did what they couldn't. They when I pushed away and they wouldn't. Said trust, and I thought I shouldn't. Carved your initials in my heart like wooden. Now I'm floating through air. Brightest in the whole sky and we both there. Freedom in the universe, now it's so clear. I waited a lifetime, now you right here. And I'm never gonna give it up. Shining like a million spotlights, live it up. Blonde and diamond, forever that's us. And I can never get enough. Yup.
Twilight in the beautiful sea, I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive.
We're beautiful.
shine bright like a diamond.
Shout out to Rihanna and Eve, the real Eve on Twitter, that is. Show her some love and let her know that we're ready for her to come back to this rap game. So,
yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yes, you like the remix?
Yeah, I'm feeling
that. I think you should have had, you know, extra verse on there, though, I think.
I kind of feel like she could have. No, I'm going to just say I like the song.
Okay. We're going to leave it at that.
I don't want to come off as a hater.
I love that song.
I feel like
though.
I've been hating all show.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Krabby Patty. This is what's Hot Wednesday, and that was definitely a hot song.
Yeah, that's definitely hot.
On Rihanna's new album. And that was R&B, but, I mean, we did have a little hip-hop in it. Eve was rapping on it, so that classifies, right?
Yeah, that qualifies, definitely.
What's
I
Hot
like
Wednesday
hot.
Will be here every Wednesday night, bringing you the latest in hip-hop and all the songs, well, most of the songs that we play tonight have been brought to you by HotNewHipHop.com. Follow them on Twitter at HotNewHipHop.
Shout out to HotNewHipHop.com. Say that five times fast.
I couldn't even say it the first time. Like, let me just type this out because I can't get it out. There's a new artist by the name of Kent Money. And he has this new song called Wondering Why that was produced by The Business.
Okay.
Which I think is two guys that make up The Business, and I can't think of their name right now. I'm so ashamed. And, you know, I'm familiar with them because they also produce, like, you know, a couple of Jay Holiday songs. So,
oh yeah, they get around.
Yeah, you know how
I
feel about Jay Holiday.
I want to say that they produced Bad, right?
No, that was the dude. That was oh God.
Never mind. I'm gonna shut up.
I want to say this. I want to say it. That was. See, I was trying to be funny. It was actually produced by The Dream, I think. Or was it written by The Dream and produced by somebody else?
Written by The Dream.
So you think The Business produced Bad?
I'm pretty sure The Business produced it, but hey.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to call Dream a name, like that dude, that one of the characters from McDonald's from back in the day. Grimace or something like that.
Gremlin?
Grimace?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to be funny and call him that, but it didn't come out right. No. Okay, here we go. That was written by Dream and Carlos McKinney, and it was produced by Los the Maestro. Shout out to Los the Maestro, by the way.
Okay.
So yeah. But he produced Romantic. Quote unquote unreleased singles by Jay Holiday and Hustler.
Who did you say?
The Business.
Oh, okay.
The Business.
I just
business.
Wanted to make sure we're still on the same page.
Yeah. I'm here. But I'm going to go ahead and get into this Kent Money, and we'll talk about it when it's over.
Okay.
The business. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all to my own personal playground. a motherfucking mind, nigga. Surf club, the business, Kid Money, Jay Young, I, Y. Why you wonder about cop more? Fly whips and rock floors. Through the nigga shining, but your own left the cop doors. Niggas the leader, ones close, but who got more? Fake fucking for fame, dismissing niggas who pop for them. Swear I used to miss the days that would mean most, but now I'm tripping over clouds to the east coast. Clue starters ignore, we move harder than niggas watching they son confused on who's father. Swear these niggas lost, my bitches include authors. Cash earned, concerned, fly bitches and you embarkers. Murder broker alone, we praying it never come. Don't twist that, the bitch, your G, I never run. This sun within my lungs could cause mad confusion. Pursuing what you don't need, believing in rap illusions. Niggas alive, see your bad for being sad. Why you look to other people for something you never had, huh?
You've been living a lie.
About to roll the dice and prepare for what it might bring. Nice things for nice flings, I'm past that. Automatic weapons for well-being, I stash that. Favor for a favor, sound like fuck shit, pay me. It's amazing how the lame try to find a way to play me. Other known bitch shit, multi-fill wish list. Every day a present, watch the lights hit Christmas. Relentless flow for endless dough. These bitches already coming for my engine grows. Fuck living for gleam when you're living your dream. Be sure of being yourself, I can see through the screen. I'm sure of being myself while you live through your dreams. The niggas playing the corner, all fiction indeed. These niggas pushing their luck, all friction to please. All for once instead of filling your needs, I'm just saying no.
Wondering why. That was smooth. I like that.
Yes, I loved it.
Now,
that was hot.
I don't know, because I don't know much about Kent Money, so I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, I never heard
of him. But from listening to this song, I feel DMV, and I could be completely wrong.
No,
did you feel that?
I could deal with that.
Because I was, and I, you know, I say this over and over again, I don't like to compare artists, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of felt like he almost sounded like Wale a little bit.
No, it had like that type of feel to it, and
yeah.
Probably because I think Wale is really good at collaborations with R&B artists, so that might be why you
so
feel that way.
Was good. Yeah.
Yeah. They had
wow.
They had a lot of chemistry in that song. So
guess where he's from?
Where?
Oh, well, he was young. He's from, okay, he was born in Virginia. He was born in Norfolk, Virginia.
And
but relocated to Southern California, so He had a little DMV in him. I mean
it's in his blood, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just took me back to, like, listening to that song. It just took me back to, like, Jay Holiday and Wale, you know. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, I like my rap music with R&B on it. Like, if you could throw some good singing or singing the hook on that rap song, you probably got me, you know. And that was Dave Young singing on that track.
Yeah, I've heard of Dave Young before, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but
I definitely love his voice too. He got that soul flair in his voice. So shout out to the Business for that track and Kent Money and Dave Young. I love that.
Yeah,
that's definitely hot for Wednesday.
Yeah, that was hot.
So look, okay. So listening to this song has taken me completely to the DMV, as I said earlier. And I can't go without playing a Jay Holiday song. Like, I have to do it. I have to.
You're so biased, man.
No, I mean, look, it goes together perfectly. Okay, the Business produced that track, right?
Mhm.
And then Kent Money is like, you know, he was born in the DMV area. You know what I'm saying? So like,
okay.
Why can't I play another DMV artist, Jay Holiday? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can do whatever. You're the host. So
okay, yeah, I am. But, okay, so I tell you what I'll do is let's play a Jay Holiday track that the Business produced. Let me see if I got that. Like, are there any Jay Holiday songs that I don't have? Really? Yeah, but you can give out the call-out number while I'm looking for this. Right quick.
Okay, listeners, fans, et cetera, y'all can reach us. Y'all want to call in, call us at 646-200-0883. Y'all can talk about whatever. If it's on your heart, you can talk about it.
You say if it's on your heart. Listen, when we about to come up to the office.
You know,
yeah, I'm so I really want to play a Jay Holiday song, but I don't have it uploaded to my studio, but I don't think I'll be able to get it before then. So let's just play something else. Maybe I'll find it. Oh, okay. So we did have Soulja Boy. That was we had Gucci Mane. I hit that won't hit and on shit. So that was what's not hot.
Like he hit a wall.
And then we had what's that little boy name?
Soulja Boy. Tell him.
Cat Stack's ex boyfriend. We had Soulja Boy, Molly with that lean. I didn't like it because it had some autotune on it. He sounded like a hot damn mess, but Song Yeezy liked it.
I don't even remember the hook right now, but I'm telling you, it's going to be
something.
A hit.
Yeah, she seems to think that it's going to be a hit.
The problem that I have with the song is that now it's going to be, you know, young cats out here thinking it's okay to have Molly and much less have it with that lean.
Exactly. Up in the ER or the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, do you watch Basketball Wise LA?
I am ashamed to admit that if it's on TV, if I'm
you'll
scrolling through my Facebook and the center friends that I have on Facebook are watching.
So, you know who Jackie Christie is?
Yeah, I'm the old ass woman who stays stirring up drama too old for that.
Yeah. So, did you know she was a rapper?
I saw that she had a studio and she was in front of a mic and she was saying words that rhymed.
She got an album coming out. She has her own record label. And I actually like this new song of hers. It's called Word of the
Year. I feel like she's trying to kind of piggyback off of, you know, how Kim Zolciak had the success with the song, and
she just wanted
to kind of have that type of, you know, cry me a river.
Don't be tardy for the party. Oh, oh.
I'm so hey, over these people.
That was my shit too, though.
But
shout
I'm saying,
out to Candy. Well, look, I'm gonna play this Woman of the Year, and you tell me whether it's hot
That's the name of the song, Woman of the Year?
Yeah, like, what else would you expect out of Jackie Christie?
I would expect you to say, I love drama, I don't know.
Woman of the Year, Jackie Christie.
Everybody toast to the woman.
Poker, Pity Pat? I don't know. What are you talking about? I know what you're talking about, but
You know what game all the old ladies get together and play?
Bingo?
Not bingo. It's a card game, man.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't. I just can't think of it right now.
Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that is so unfair for you to say. Shout out to Jackie Christie.
Jackie Christie need to take her old ass with her old ass friends, stop hanging out with all these young females, and get her some females that's the same age as her, and start a bridge group.
She ain't mad. She's still making that money. Out of all them chicks that's on Basketball Wives LA, Jackie, only two of them will be returning on the next season, and she is one. So she's doing something right with her old ass.
She's returning because she keeps the drama. Come on, you know how these shows work. Whoever bring the most drama, that's who. I'm surprised. I mean, I feel like Nene's still around because she could blow up at any point in time from Atlanta. You know, she could bring the drama. She bring just enough drama to stay on the show. But once you get uninteresting, they don't want you no more.
Well, I like Jackie Christie.
Okay.
She can get me 10% discounts at Hardy.
Okay.
You know, the senior citizens get discounts at most places.
Okay. I think it's more than 10%, but okay.
So do we agree that's hot?
With an asterisk. We'll put an asterisk beside the hot.
I love it.
That.
And I especially like that beat. Like, I was over here grooving like, oh, flicking now. I wasn't even listening to what the hell she was saying. I was just going with the beat. Because you can barely hear her anyway.
Well, yeah.
It has been real. This was our first night on What's Hot Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to next Wednesday. shout out to Hot New Hip Hop for being the quote-unquote soundtrack to what we played tonight.
What's Hot Wednesday. And
yeah.
Shout out to the listeners.
Shout out to the fans, listeners tonight. And hopefully, you know, as the show progresses and go on, we'll have some online callers. This was a little late tonight. Next Wednesday will not be this late. but we do appreciate you for – girl, please. We do appreciate you for listening tonight live, those of you that did, and those of you that will listen – the days to come on the archive. We really appreciate it, and we're all about having fun. Don't take us too serious. We're not here to talk serious to you and business and all that. Ain't nobody got time for that. We silly, and that's how it's gonna be. So I just want to end the show saying that I am Christy Love NC, and my co-host is Song Yeezy. And please join us next week, and we're gonna end the show with Jay Holiday. I did find it. And please follow Jay Holiday on Twitter at King Jay Holiday. He has some new material coming out towards the end of the year, the beginning of the year, a mixtape and an album. How about that? So, with further ado, here is Jay Holiday with Full Time Hustler, produced by The Business. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.
Exact time, brand new rain dip flashing. Life ain't funny when your pocket's touching. That's why shorties get shot for nothing. Lots of hustling, which one would you choose? Which one would you choose? We ain't got no time for patience. We ain't got no time for waiting. But if you don't hit the block, drop two and cop two. But don't touch this game if it's not you. Give it a couple days and give it a little raise. And third time,
back, you gotta get it with your face. We gon' need that real money locked away. For a lawyer, if indeed, take your stock away. Now the money don't waste, hey, pop it won't shake. Hey, all you want that man is keep his name out the case. Yeah,
you back against the wall.
Yeah, you back against the wall. Gotta hustle hard, you know what I'm saying, man? Roll on ya, swear to his life he never sold on ya. So that's when the barbed wire chains off, suitcase and duct tape come into play. Ask them all how many of them coming that way. But leave it up to you, they might be coming today. Think this life's gonna take a toll on ya, and it's trying to break that life hold on ya. So you take a little loot, make the attic sound cool. Take a mic in the street like a locket in a booth. Give them 48 shots
right into the mix.
Never been on your block,
so you pay them a pitch.
Now that the underground blazing, you in the frame, taking over stations for that heavy rotation.
I got 50 bullets that died with me. Boy, I hustle hard, then I hustle harder. You want some credit like San Diego, I'm a charger. I got a man of 357 revolver. So that means I got 6 bullets that you can borrow. If I die tomorrow, bury me face down. So you can kick my ass while they pull me in the ground. Hurry up your fucking now. Everything you can shut it down. Your old lady will get you. You see what you fucking now. When you gon' fuck around, you gon' get hit hard. Nigga, nigga, the coast guard. I'm there with the terror cars. Oh, I'm a psychic. And I put to get money, get off the salary. And if the police come and get me, I ain't gonna sign shit. Cause I got a good lawyer, I'm always innocent.